This is WBUR's Weekend Edition. I'm Jack Lepiarz. Cannabidiol, or CBD, is an active ingredient in marijuana to which several possible health benefits are attributed, and it's gaining popularity in many forms these days. It's derived most commonly from hemp, but a recent policy statement from the Massachusetts Department of Agricultural Resources raises some questions about what uses are legal in this state. Statements causing confusion among farmers and people interested in using CBD products. WBUR's Zininjor Enwemeka has been trying to sort it all out. She joins us now. Zininjor, welcome.
Hey, Jack.
So first off, remind us why CBD is becoming so popular and how it's used.
Yeah, so CBD is a derivative of both hemp and cannabis that some say has health benefits and doesn't create that high that comes with marijuana. There's also a lot of interest in doing research around it. The World Health Organization has said that there's no evidence of public health-related problems with the use of CBD, so it's really popular, and a recent study even showed that the CBD market could hit $20 billion by 2024.
So what's the new state policy on it?
So the policy from the Massachusetts Department of Agricultural Resources allows the sale of some hemp products, hemp seeds, hemp seed oil, and hemp clothing. But it bans the sale of other hemp products, including CBD-infused foods, raw plant material, even animal feed with hemp.
So it sounds like CBD can still be produced, it just can't be put into food products.
Yeah, but, you know, as you probably know, there are plenty of stores, including cafes, that are advertising their CBD-infused products, so it's unclear whether they know about the new rule.
So is the Department of Agricultural Resources trying to discourage the production or the use of CBD in this case?
Well, the state says it's basically following federal guidelines from the Food and Drug Administration, which prohibits CBD in foods. The state policy, I should also point out, says that those who don't comply could have their products seized or face some other action from law enforcement, the local health board, or state agencies.
Now, that statement, we should say, is particularly concerning to a couple of groups, farmers, also advocates for recreational marijuana. How are farmers reacting to this situation?
Well, many are really confused and upset by it. I spoke with Julia Agron. She's a hemp farmer in Amherst, and she says CBD is a lucrative part of the hemp market that farmers in the state really want to be part of.
Massachusetts is choosing to be prohibitive to such a nascent industry. This is only hurting small farmers, small Massachusetts businesses. That's it.
And other businesses I spoke with say they've already made investments with the hope of expanding into CBD food products. So there's a lot of frustration with this policy.
Just how big is the hemp industry here in Massachusetts anyway?
Well, this year, the Department of Agricultural Resources issued 102 licenses to grow and process hemp in the state.
So how does that relate to the use of recreational marijuana?
Apparently it doesn't, and this is where it really gets a bit confusing. Just to suss this all out, I had to sort of go back and forth with a few different state departments and agencies. But here's what I found. So hemp is regulated by the Department of Agriculture. So those new state guidelines only apply to hemp products. Recreational marijuana is regulated by the Cannabis Control Commission. So CBD that comes from recreational marijuana is treated differently, and you can get that from licensed recreational marijuana retailers. So there's different rules in play here. And I spoke to Martin Caballero about all of this. He's the managing editor of the trade publication BevNet, which covers CBD foods and beverages. And he says he expects things will continue to change as there's more discussions regarding regulations on a federal level.
This is literally happening in real time. You know, this is changing constantly, and this is something that is confusing and really complex to a lot of really smart people. So this is going to take a while.
Okay, still a lot to figure out about CBDs.
Yep.
That's WBUR's reporter Zininjor Enwemeka from the WBUR Bostonomics team. Zininjor, thanks.
Sure.